Yeah, so we saw in the previous day Patanjali speaking about Ishvara, using Ishvara's Nama, and ultimately, like, we come to the next set of sutras which talk about removing antarayas or obstacles. So removing antaraya is the direct way to remove antaraya or obstacle is tat pratishedhartam ekatattva abhyasah. In order, tat pratishedhartam tat. Tat means whatever has been explained previously, which is antarayas. So in order to remove the antarayas or obstacles, tat pratishedhartam, pratishedam. Pratishedam means removing, artam. In order to remove that, ekatattva abhyasah. Person has to do ekatattva abhyasam, ekatattvam. So that's the very basis of yoga. So yoga is based on samam. Samatvam yoga uchyate, as Krishna says. So it is one-pointedness. And through this one-pointedness, we know that Ramana Maharshi also says, prana bandhanat leena manasam eka chintanat nashametyada. Eka chintanam. So eka chintanam, you can't, wherever there is duality, the transition from duality to non-duality should happen through oneness. So oneness, that is why the Shastras always speak about oneness, seeing oneness everywhere, perceiving everything as one, trying to see or convert everything as one in our mind. So although the Shastras say, because that is essential, that is required, it is required for the transition to non-duality or the state of thoughtlessness. So we also have seen thoughtlessness. Thoughtlessness is the same as dvaitam or dvaita bhavam vanishing, which means dvaita, considering dvaitam as real, that vanishing, which means dvaitam is there, but it is considered as unreal. So this is also Vedanta or Vedantins call this as bhaditam, ajnanam, bhadita ajnanam, they say. A certain subsystem says that even after moksha, this world will stay. So if the world stays, how will it be? It is bhaditam. So it is bhaditam means it is conquered. So it is there, but it doesn't really affect. Put in Ramana Maharshi's words, it's like moon being present, moon, the mind, the moon of mind is being present when the sun of Atman is there. It doesn't matter. If sun is there, moon has no power, moon has no value. In the same way, bhaditam, vajnanam is considered as bhaditam, jagat is considered as bhaditam, dvaitam is considered as bhaditam. Bhaditam means conquered or not causing any problem, not posing any problem. So it is there, but it doesn't affect. Oh, let it there. Oh, let it be. We often hear people say, oh, let him stay. He doesn't cause any problem. So let him stay, that's fine. Let him stay. He doesn't cause any problem. So let him please stay. So that in the same way, something which is there, but which is not posing any obstacle. So that is what is the goal of yoga, which is samatvam. It can be achieved through one-pointedness. So this one-pointedness, Ishvara, Ishvara Pranidhanam is one of the way, easiest way for this one-pointedness. That Ishvara who is all-knowing, that Ishvara who is the first Guru, that who Ishvara from whom this world has come, in whom this world resides, onto whom this world merges. Okay, all these interpretations are not exactly what yoga says. We are seeing yoga from a purely Vedantic perspective. So there is no merging here. So we are not trying to harmonize yoga with Vedanta. We are just trying to see as to how the system of yoga, which is very good in implementation, in sadhana, that can help us in our pursuit of the goal of Vedanta, which is moksha. So there is no merging yoga and Vedanta here, it's only Vedanta in Yoga Sutras. So Vedanta or twisting, we can also say interpreting or misinterpreting yoga as per Vedanta. That's also fine. There's nothing wrong in making such a statement here. So, Ek Ishvara, Ishvara Pranidhanam is one of the way. There are other ways. So this is where Patanjali is, like we can see that masters, spiritual masters, whether they preached Vedanta or whether they preached yoga or any other system, they had a broad mind. So Patanjali says, okay, in some case you may not be able to do just Ishvara Pranidhanam. So Eka Tattva Abhyasam can be done in many ways. So I will give you, I'll jot down a few. So in the next 6 or 7 sutras, he jots down, he enumerates a few ways to attain or get ekatattvam, or few ways to implement ekatattva abhyasam, practicing of one pointedness. So the first is where the PDF translation gives ekatattva abhyasaha as one truth should be practiced constantly. So one truth practiced constantly means practice of one-pointedness. So the mind focusing on only one. So first is Maitri Karuna Mudita Upekshana Sukha Dukkha Punya Apunya Vishayanam Bhavanatash Chitta Prasadhanam. Chitta Prasadhanam. So one-pointedness, one-pointedness, what is one-pointedness? So one-pointedness is when we, when our mind is devoid of distractions, antarayas, distractions of the mind. So in that case, the mind should get some prasadam. So chitta prasadhanam. Chitta prasadhanam means chittam gets a prasadam of peace, the prasadam of duality vanishing, the prasadam of without being vrittis or being without vrittis, the prasadam of bliss. So all those can happen. So of course we see duality. So here transition from duality to non-duality through one-pointedness. That one-pointedness can come when we try to identify ourselves with others. So we try to relate others with respect to ourselves. So we don't consider others as somebody else. So today we are in a world where everybody has his own set. So there is a set. There is a set created for everyone. So there may be like these sets. There may be union of sets, intersection of sets. There may be like two sets are overlapping. So all those will be there. But still, everybody is in their own world, and few people's world don't include others. So, trying to include, or put in Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's beautiful words, globalize the local ego. So, the ego is currently local. So, local means it's limited. It's limited to few things and few people. So, make it global. So, that is what Amma tries to achieve through her retreats and other stuff. In her retreats, like different people, people from retreats or programs, different people from different walks of life, different beliefs, different religion, everybody come together under one bucket, the bucket of love. What is love? Love is premam. Premam is bhakti. Bhakti is jnanam, that is moksha. So knowingly, unknowingly, different religion, different beliefs, everybody comes together and are put into one bucket. So there is no differentiation. At least Amma's view is no differentiation there. People should not differentiate. Okay, this place, okay, my friend is coming. There's no nothing like that. Okay, if you want to put a seat, put a seat, block a seat. But everybody is one. Everybody is given equal rights. Everybody is seen as my friend. My, that mindness. So, Ananda Chinmaya Hare Gopika Ramana Jnananna Bhava Madhu Tunayaga Venamiha Tonunnadagil agilam jnanidannavali Tonename varada narayanaya nama. O Ananda Chinmaya Hare Gopika Ramana, O Krishna, if I should have this, like, ensure that I don't have ego. But if I have ego, please ensure that let this ego become global. Let this ego have the view that the entire world is mine. This is what is called Mahatattvam in Vedanta. Mahatma, we say Mahatma, what, who are Mahatmas? They are at the level of Mahatattva or Brahma's level. So what is Brahma? Brahma considers this entire world as himself or his own. Maybe like he doesn't have one-pointedness, but still this entire world becomes his. So when that happens, when we tend to put everybody under my thing, then there cannot be any like-dislike. There's only one-pointedness. Everybody is mine. So that mine is good. So that mine, the only mine which is good is when the entire world is considered as mine. So Mahatmas like Amma consider this entire world as theirs. Of course, Amma goes one step further in not just stopping with mine. She even makes that the entire mind I itself. So like the story where Krishna wanted to teach Brahma a lesson. And Brahma, as a result, Brahma got a doubt in his mind that Krishna was, is Krishna Vishnu? Is Krishna really powerful? Is he Ishvara? So he decided to play a prank. Of course, all this was Krishna Leela. So he decided to play a prank. When Krishna went out with the other cowherds, the boys, and then cows, calves, and all, everybody slept, were sleeping. Krishna also was sleeping. Brahma hid all of them except Krishna in a cave. When Krishna woke up, nobody was there. But he knew this is Brahma's play. So Brahma relaxed, there will be total chaos. But there was nothing. Nothing was wrong. Like there was no news. He couldn't see any chaos or problem being shown. So what happened was, he went down to look at Gokula. So he saw that everybody was there. There was nobody missing. Everybody was there. All the cowherds who were being hid, they were there. And then he saw that everybody, Krishna became everybody. Krishna himself became everybody. So in the same way, Amma sees everybody as herself. So if at least that is not possible, trying to put everybody under the same bucket, that is important. So that can be easily achieved through, as Krishna says, Maitra Karuna Evacha. So in the 12th chapter of Gita, Krishna says, Maitra Karuna Evacha. So the same is being explained here. So four qualities or four attitude with four people will help in purifying the mind, will give peace to the mind. So the mind will not enter into dvaita bhavam, into raga dvesha, if those four are maintained. So four are maitri. Maitri means mitra bhavam, or friendly attitude. Karuna, compassion. Mudita. Mudita means excited. Upeksha. So upeksha means indifference. And towards whom? Sukha. People who are sukha vishayanam. So sukha vishayanam means happy objects or people. Dukha vishayanam, for sad objects or people. Punya vishayanam, virtues or good punya karma, punya people. Apunya vishayanam, papa vishayam. So maitri with respect to, or maitri with respect to sukha, sukha vishayanam, when something like when we see somebody happy, what do? Like we do nothing. The maximum we would do is we would get sad, dejected that the other person is happy and we are not happy. But the right attitude is, when the other person is happy, maitram, oh, friendly. Oh, I am happy for you. Friendly. Friendly attitude. Oh, my dear friend, I'm very happy that you are happy. And when somebody is suffering, dukkam, karuna. When somebody is suffering, karuna, compassionate. Being compassionate and trying to help the person out. And when somebody is virtuous, punyam, somebody does punyam and get the punya phala, then getting excited. Oh, my dear friend, I'm so glad. I'm excited that you're not happy, but like you are doing good things. I'm excited that you're doing good things. Please that you are doing good things. Whenever somebody does good things, okay, then appreciating it, trying to say it boosts the person's morale, okay, you are doing a good thing. And like when if there are papam in the world, like somebody is doing something bad, somebody is drinking, We can have show a little bit of karma if the person is suffering. Else, it is papam, like the person knowingly drinks again and again. First day he drinks because of some sorrow, like we then help him out. The next day also continues. 2 or 3 days we try and then again and again it continues. There is no point. So in that case, upeksha, indifference, just ignore the person. So this will help. So how this helps is, this helps in one-pointedness, because everybody like is considered as ourselves. Some are very bad, so we can't change it. Things we can't change, we can just leave it there and then continue forward. Things like while walking in the spiritual path, if we are able to see everybody around, like everything around with this attitude, when somebody is very happy, then like getting friendly towards that, oh, I'm glad you are happy. When somebody is suffering, then trying to lend a helping hand to the person. When somebody is doing some good deeds and getting good fruits, then being very excited, okay, and then appreciating. And when somebody is doing bad things, just ignoring and going on. So that is, this will help in ekatattvam, this will help in quieting the mind. The mind will be devoid of ragadvesham. So we only have good things, good qualities towards everyone. No bad qualities at all, which means beyond likes and dislikes. And then there is, okay, if this doesn't work for you, oh, I am not an emotional person that I can show all of this. Okay, then why don't you try this? Why don't you try through prachardhana vidharana bhyamva pranasya. So prana means breathe. Prana and breathe. Chitta-vāya-vaschit-kriyā-yutā-śākayodvai-śakti-mūlaka. So, chitta, mind, vāyu and breath and mind are closely related, and breath and prana are closely related. So, prana means breath. So, the two of the pranas we know, vāyu, like apāna. The two of the pranas are prana, apāna. We know that. So, breath is what is meant here. So, breathing exercises, why don't you do? Va. Or, if you can't do that, then prachardhanam vidharanam. Prachardhanam means exhaling out, vidharam, vidharana, vidharam means retaining. So, kumbhakam, rechakam, purakam. So, purakam, kumbhakam, rechakam. So, purakam, I think, if I may be wrong here, purakam is inhalation and kumbhakam is retention. Rechakam is exhalation. So trying some pranayama, some breathing exercises, that will also help quieten the mind. That's why some people who do pranayama, they'll find that the mind becomes calm. One-pointedness can be gained through breathing as well. But you should remember that such breathing exercises can also have negative impact. If we don't do things the right way, then things will explode, it will become very bad. So we have to be very careful in doing all those. So anyway, that is fine. Patanjali himself will explain pranayama at a later point of time. So, but prana, through prana control also, you can get one-pointedness. So along with all of this, you should remember as to what is the goal. So pranayama, I want to do pranayama. Why? I want to fly in space. So then like there will be no, this won't lead anywhere. So along with all of these sadhanas, all of these ways to do ekatattva abhyasam, why ekatattvam? That is required. Like that is, it is essential to know as to why ekatattvam. Ekatattvam because tada drishtuhu swarupe avasthanam, to remain as my own nature, to remain blissful, to remain without thoughts or thoughtless state. So that is why. So that should be remembered, else all this will be of no use. And the next is Vishayavativa pravrttirutpanna manasah stiti nibhandini. So stiti manasah stiti nibhandini. So controlling or stabilizing the mind can be done through vishayavati pravrttirutpanna. Pravrttirutpanna, when pravritti or when thoughts arise in the mind. So the PDF gives it as activity of the higher senses. So here it means that when pravritti, when some activity is happening. So when some activities happen, or in that case there will be thoughts in the mind, so trying to watch those thoughts. So watching the thoughts that arise in the mind, that is a easy way. I think maybe like we can interpret it differently. I can verify in Yoga Sudhakar. Rajesh, book irukka nu solradhile. Yeah, so Swamiji is interpreting it as per Yoga Shastra, I guess. So watching or witnessing the thoughts of the mind is one of the ways. So I think here it is that trying to gain visions. Visions means like higher visions, we can say. So there are sense organs. We have sense organs that are active now. So there are antarika chakshu or inner eyes and all. So those are opened when a person does dhyana or any of these yogic sadhanas. So when a person does pranayama, dhyana, etc., then a person will get visions. So they have seen CDs where people say like visions of Mahatmas from the old. All those will happen. Mystical vision. So as per Shankara, Bhadra Mudra, so Bhadraya Mudraya, Shankara says in Dakshinamurti Ashtakam. So when a sadhaka progresses, like there will be some signs. So signs in the sense like beautiful vision of Ishvara, Ishvara Darshanam, vision of like good places while meditating, the Vaikundam or Kailasam, hearing good sounds. All of a sudden, like somebody would say, like lately these days I've been listening conch sound. I've been listening flute playing. Oh, that is just the next neighbor. The neighbor is playing some videos. No, not like that. So this is something which is beyond, like beyond normal sense perception. So that is what Patanjali is saying here. So when those vision happen, those vision can happen, or how those vision happen, first of all. So in brief, those vision happen because there are subtle planes. So there are subtle planes that even Paramahamsa Yogananda speaks about. So there are subtle planes. So mostly our sense organs are at the gross level. So sense organs perceive gross objects, and our mind is tuned to these normal sense organs. Therefore, what we perceive is only gross, subtle at times, very rarely. So when we go in deeper, we'll get subtle perceptions. So some people are so sensitive, not just because they are sensitive by birth. Some people become sensitive. They know like when something bad is happening in their body. Oh, I am going to get a stomach pain. I am going to get a headache. I am going to get a right hand, this left hand. So that means like any small change, they can perceive it. So that is one of the siddhi that Patanjali says at a later point of time. But here that is what is meant. So when a person does a lot of sadhana and he gets higher perceptions, that those are good, beyond normal sense perception, that will help in the mind stabilizing. So it is like beyond normal sense perception means the mind is not focused on sense objects, which means the mind is not focused on duality. So that's how it helps. Or Vishoka va Jyotishmati. So Jyotishmati. So Jyotishmati means light, a lightful state. And Vishoka. So Vishoka means sorrowless. So the mind taking up the state of a sorrowless light, which means concentrating on oneself as a sorrowless light, jyoti, which is our own very nature. So it is as good as atma dhyanam. So but atma dhyanam, remembering that the atman is beyond dukkham, and a light. So beyond a dukkham, sukha jyoti or adukkha jyoti, I don't know, I'm not getting the right word for beyond dukkham here. So vishoka jyoti we can say. So jyoti, light, concentrating, or we can just concentrate on a light which is sorrowless. That is also fine, or oneself as a sorrowless light. And again, like the next one is vitaraga vishayam va chittam. So chittam, concentrating on things which are vitaraga vishayam. So vitaraga vishayam, vishayam, so the mind focusing on objects which are vitaragam, which are beyond ragam. So that's why this is a bit like atma dhyanam also will come here, or dhyanam on, so in a way dhyanam on the atman which is beyond ragam, or concentration on things which are beyond attachment. So mahatmas like amma, rupa dhyanam can come here. So rupam, or for worshipping people who are beyond ragam, that will also help gain one-pointedness. And then the next one is swapna nidra jnana alambanam va. Like what does Swamiji give for this? Yeah. So like the when we are sleeping, so when we are sleeping, so it is in a way like it is also Atma Dhyanam, but Dhyanam of the Atman, Atman as Prajnanam, consciousness that is there during sleep. Sleep here can be Swapnam or Nidra. So Swapna Nidra Jnana. So the Jnanam, knowledge or consciousness that comes in Swapna and Nidra, Alambanam. So sticking onto it, getting depending on it. So that means here it means that during Swapna, the jnanam, like the jiva itself is called taijasa. So jnanam or consciousness is taijasa because it is light. It creates everything. It is a light, like it is the light that creates everything and illumines everything. So concentrating on that consciousness, so concentrating as on oneself as creator of everything in dream, as the one giving bliss in sleep. So that will also work. Of course, these are few that Patanjali says. So few like things, some things we may apply to us. Oh, I can't concentrate on a jyoti because I am not a Nirguna Upasaka. Okay, then Vitaraga Vishayam. You can do Vitaraga Vishayam. Swapna Nidra Jnana Alambanam or Vishayavati Va Pravritti Ruttana. I can't do all of those because I am not so advanced and my mind cannot go beyond normal sense perception. And like my mind is not strong that it can concentrate or it can use intellectual discretion to say, okay, focus on yourself as the consciousness that creates everything. That is tough. So in that case, do something else. Maitri Karuna or Ishvara Pranidhanam. So finally, Patanjali says, Yata Abhimata Dhyanadva. So he ends this topic by saying, Yata Abhimata Dhyanadva, Abhimata Dhyanam. So Yata Abhimatam means Yatha Abhimatam, whatever is acceptable to you, use that. So acceptable, so the PDF gives us Yatha Abhimatam means as desired. So here as desired means like whatever is acceptable to you, whatever you can acknowledge, whatever you is fine for you, whatever is desired means whatever will give you the desired fruit. So whatever you think is better for you, do that Dhyanam. Or in short, Ekatattva Abhyasam means Dhyanam, can say. We can't say exactly, so at times it may get confusing, therefore Patanjali doesn't use Dhyanam for other things. So just focus for one-pointedness itself is Dhyanam. So all these are Dhyanam. Whichever, whatever appeals to your mind, whatever can get your mind Ekatattvam, can make your mind focus on oneness, that you can follow. So with sadhana, Vedanta as well as yoga is very broad with respect to sadhana. It doesn't matter what sadhana you do, how you do. What matters is that one-pointedness has to be there. so that the mind goes beyond Velam, mind goes beyond Dvaitam, and is able to focus on one entity and thereby achieve the state of Kaivalyam or Moksha, and the mind becomes very peaceful, blissful. I will continue later. Namaskar.